Christian Audio presents The World's Greatest Book, The Story of How the Bible Came to Be, by Lawrence H. Schiffman, Ph.D., and Jerry Pattingale, Ph.D. Narrated by George W. Saris. To Michael Cromarty, whose faith angle forum for decades has gathered key journalists and thought leaders from various backgrounds, and all of this in the hope of understanding better the Bible's message and its various faith traditions. His magnetic joy and journey evoke hope, and he helps us to realize that a rigorous thought life can lead to good things. To the International Jewish Committee for Interreligious Consultations, IJCIC, for its leadership in fostering interfaith harmony between international bodies of faith communities, and for the opportunity to work together with Jewish and Christian colleagues who are devoted to spreading the message of mutual respect and cooperation that is the goal of our respective communities. And to the Green family, founders of Hobby Lobby stores, for their strategic role in establishing the Museum of the Bible. Also, to the many thousands of others who have already joined them in this journey. Preface. The story you are about to hear has many twists and turns, heroes and heroines, and exciting episodes of confrontation and intrigue. Throughout, our story is propelled by generations of devoted scholars who have worked to transmit the world's greatest book throughout the generations from antiquity to modern times. What makes this story more engaging is that it is based on historical sources, all true to the best of our knowledge. We would neither have dedicated our time and effort to this project nor agreed to the book's title if we did not agree that the story told here is of enormous importance to our culture and civilization. We hope you enjoy listening to this book as much as we enjoyed working on it. It is the second book we have produced together, the coming together of a Jewish scholar who practices his faith and a Christian scholar who does the same, both of whom are dedicated to the highest standards of academic scholarship. We both have worked for religious and non-religious organizations, both internationally and locally, and have spent considerable time in Israel as well. While we recognize that we have differences regarding some key matters, we also appreciate our important commonalities and our agreement regarding the role that the Bible, whether the Hebrew Bible or the Christian Bible, has played in the past and that it can continue to play in the future. We also thank our colleague, Len Woods, who helped merge our thoughts and words. We began planning this book in the Skirball Department of Hebrew and Judaic Studies at New York University, after which Len drafted a manuscript. Through the following months of exchanges, we revised and discussed hundreds of topics and historical pivots until we arrived at this text. We were informed recently that the number of pre-ordered copies is higher than many books' final sales, a tribute to the subject matter and to the continued work of Len, various experts weighing in, and our partners at Worthy Publishing. Lawrence H. Schiffman and Jerry A. Pattingale. What's so great about the Bible? The book to read is not the one which thinks for you, but the one which makes you think. No book in the world equals the Bible for that. Harper Lee, author, To Kill a Mockingbird. With a light rain falling on Manhattan's Upper East Side and a wind chill near freezing, it was hardly an ideal night for an auction. Yet none of that mattered to the eager buyers who crowded into Sotheby's, New York, on November 26, 2013. The sought-after prize? One of two copies of the Bay Psalm book owned by the Old South Church in Boston. In 1640, this collection of biblical psalms had been translated from Hebrew and then typeset and printed by Puritan settlers. It was the first book published in British North America, just 20 years after the landing of the Mayflower. Of the 1,700 copies originally printed, only 11.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?